Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin, and today we have Dr. Jimmy Smith of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing WATCHMAN. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
Tell us about WATCHMAN. What is it?
Well, a WATCHMAN device is what's called a left atrial occlusion device, and it's designed to fit in the left atrial appendage of the left atrium of the heart in an effort to prevent patients that have the condition atrial fibrillation from having a stroke.
Okay. And how does it work? Discuss the connection between the atrial fibrillation and a stroke.
Well, atrial fibrillation is the most common heart rhythm disorder. Atrial fibrillation occurs for multiple reasons, but the biggest reason is patients that have any kind of heart condition, as they age, they have an increased risk of developing this rhythm disorder called atrial fibrillation. And it's a type of irregular heartbeat. And when atrial fibrillation occurs, the atria, which are the upper heart chambers, start fibrillating. Well, fibrillating means that they're really beating so fast, they're really not beating at all. They're kind of quivering like a bowl of jelly. And so because they are not actively contracting, blood will just pool in portions of the left atrium. And if blood pools somewhere, it'll clot. So there's a little structure off the left atrium that kind of looks like your slack pocket pulled inside out. Okay, so it's like a little ear thing poking off to the side. And that structure in a normal rhythm is contracting. And blood's going in and out of that structure and being squeezed out. But when the atria are fibrillating, blood goes in there and just pools. And so it'll hang around there for a while and form a clot. And if that clot forms and then breaks off and travels, it'll go anywhere the circulation takes it. It just so happens that, I mean, it can go anywhere, but if it goes to the brain, it'll cause a stroke.
Tell us about the procedure. What is the process?
It's an overnight procedure. It's done under general anesthesia. We make a needle stick in the femoral vein there in the groin, and we place a catheter. A catheter is just a tube from the femoral vein up into a structure in the heart called the right atrium. And the right atrium is separated from the left atrium by a little small membrane. And it kind of looks like a doggy door. It's a little small little membrane. And we poke a small hole from the right atrium into the left atrium. And so we eventually end up having a tube going from the femoral vein up into the left atrium. And so once we have that tube there, we're able to advance it and under the direction of a transesophageal echo machine and under the direction of x-ray, we're able to position this tube into the left atrial appendage. And then once it's there, we can advance this WATCHMAN device, which is kind of like a little plug, into the left atrial appendage and get it positioned and eventually leave it behind. So the concept of it is kind of like if you had a pant pocket that was collecting stuff. If you filled it up with other stuff, it wouldn't have room to collect anymore. So that's what this device does. It fills up the pocket so a left atrium clot cannot form. There's no space any longer for it to form in.
Well, that's really fascinating. Now, why should someone consider the WATCHMAN?
Well, it's an alternative to anticoagulation. So in most patients with atrial fibrillation, we give anticoagulants. Anticoagulants are just blood thinners, so they just make the blood not clot as easily. If the blood doesn't clot as easily, you can't get a clot in the left atrium. But in someone that's not a very good candidate for that long term, so someone that's had a bleeding condition, someone that has had ulcers in the past and they've had GI bleeds from ulcers, someone that falls frequently and we're concerned that if they fell and hit their head, they would bleed inside their head. Mm-hmm. We would use this as an alternative. So a Watchman device isn't better than anticoagulation. It's just an alternative to it.
So if I were to come to you, what would my symptoms be that would make you think I was a good candidate for this?
Well, if you had atrial fibrillation, and if you, say a month ago, you had a gastrointestinal bleed and they found an ulcer and they treated the ulcer, but you are one of those patients that's high risk for getting another ulcer, then we would say, wow, a Watchman device may be a great tool for you to help prevent you from having the stroke, but without the risk of the anticoagulant.
Now, what can a patient expect after receiving the Watchman implant?
So most people are in the hospital overnight. They go home the following day. We ask them to kind of act like a sick person for 2 or 3 days, kind of take it easy. And then after that, they will actually be placed on an anticoagulant for several weeks, preferably for about 6 weeks or so. And after about 6 weeks or so, we will do an imaging procedure called a transesophageal echo and make sure that the Watchman device is doing its job well. And at that point, we will de-escalate the anticoagulants. We will maybe change them to aspirin and another drug called Plavix for a few more months. But eventually, patients are on just a baby aspirin alone.
Okay. And so do they need follow-up appointments? How often do you want to see them after that?
Well, it kind of depends on what else is going on, but I was only seeing them for the Watchman device in the AFib, I'd probably be seeing them a couple times a year after that.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So can you tell us about some studies of the Watchman and its success rate?
Well, the success rate of implanting a Watchman device is greater than 95%. And so if we see that someone's a good candidate, we're the majority of the time we can get one implanted. The risk of a major complication is somewhere around 1% to 2%. And as compared to anticoagulation, it's equivalent at stroke prevention as an anticoagulant is. It does it as well, but with a lower bleeding risk. And in fact, in people that are high risk for bleeding, once a Watchman is implanted, we lower the chance of having a major bleed in the future by about 70 to 75%. So it's a great tool in the right person.
And I understand it's the only device of its kind that's been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for reducing the risk of stroke in people with AFib.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Really, really interesting stuff. So, and it's got over 10 years of U.S. clinical studies behind it. So pretty wonderful procedure.
It was studied a really long time before it got released. There was a lot of concern about how safe this would be. And the studies lasted a really long time. So by the time it really came on the market, it was very well studied. And most of the issues with it had been worked out pretty well.
All right. Well, fascinating stuff. Thank you so much, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And for more info, visit acsdoctors.com.